You know, in Texas, the spring is here. That means humidity is about to go back up.
Ooh.
So, you know, me being of the big boy community, gotta have my towels ready. Because you know, like the number
Ready?
one rule, just to
Are you ready? And shout out to God. Thank you, God, because that 94 blew AC, but not as hard as this 2014 that I got. So God, thank you, God.
As soon as
Don't
you step outside, just
Don't invite me. I ain't don't you don't invite me till the sun go down, bro. Don't just don't. And to all the men that ain't got no AC in the car, oh,
Ooh.
I feel sorry for y'all.
Oh,
I
man.
really, I feel sorry for y'all.
Still got leather seats? Ooh.
Oh, I feel sorry for y'all, man. I feel
Ooh.
the
Well, don't let
biggest
that
fear.
belt tip.
The biggest fear in Houston, no lie, I can go without AC in the car, but AC in the house, I can't.
No. No. No.
What I got to do? I got to do.
Oh boy.
I can't do it. That's a no-no.
Just acting up show. I'm your host, your boy Joffrey, whooping this thing, man. What's going on, Mike? How you feeling this morning, bro?
I'm doing great this morning. How's everybody doing?
Man, everybody feeling good, man. Chris, you all right over there?
You know the week kind of, you know, we kind of hit me hard, but you know what? I was ready for the smoke. I mean, look. You know what I'm saying? I ain't just gonna let the week slap me up like that. I'm gonna slap back. So, you know,
Yeah,
when I'm
that was pretty intense right there. Ooh.
That was a very intense slapping moment.
I felt that. We
You
just
survived, Chris. I'm happy for you.
you survived.
You're all
Yeah.
right.
You survived.
I made it, mama. Oh, what's the Rocky? Adrian, no, Adrian.
Oh man, y'all, we got a great show for y'all today. Football is back, but it's a different business. But we'll talk about that a little bit later. And don't forget, there's some more movies that's about to hit your big screen, big silver screen. No, we'll talk about some movies. And you just can't please somebody sometimes. Fans are outraged over a certain character. What we gonna do, Lord? But we'll talk about that, all that and more, just acting up show. And of course, we got guests. Y'all stay locked in. Welcome to the big stage, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know what I was going for. I don't know what I was aiming for that. Welcome to the big stage, ladies and gentlemen. You already know what it is, how it's going to be, what it's always going to be when you watch the Just Acting Up show.
Like, share,
Wow.
subscribe, subscribe,
Yeah,
subscribe,
you know how
subscribe.
the DJ, subscribe. Subscribe.
Okay, let me stop.
Yeah, we can't use them sounds so we don't get copyrighted. So yeah, but yeah, man. So we gotta make our own sound effects. So let's go ahead and get into this show, man. So I've been seeing online that the XFL is here. Shout out to the Houston Roughnecks, man. It's a beautiful thing. I know they try to get the XFL going way back in the early 2000s. And, you know, Vince McMahon, the guy he is, I think The Rock is the one taking over the XFL, I believe. So that's more money in The Rock's pockets. If you smell
I think they last time they was trying to compete against the NFL, whereas this time they're working better with the NFL, if that makes sense. So they're doing it in the offseason. You notice it started right after Super Bowl. It's in the offseason. So while these players have a chance to still get picked up by the NFL to be seen and scouted and all that good stuff. So they're working more in collaboration like a G League now.
And I think that happened to their demise, because I do remember when the XFL first started, and I remember the very first game where Vince McMahon did it. The Rockets basically took it in a whole different direction. He gave a big speech. I seen just bits and pieces of it. When the kickoff started, you know, basically this is all of the player's second chance. You know, you can get picked up because scouts is ill. They are looking at you. And by looking, boy, the XFL got some. Whoo, they got some players. They have some players. They are balling out there. One of the Dallas Cowboys, I forgot his last name, is Turbin. I think he played in the XFL, if I'm not mistaken. And someone that signed with the Seahawks just recently, he played in the XFL too, and he was part of the Roughnecks. He was a quarterback. So, yeah, hey, the XFL got talent, so I'm happy for those guys.
Yeah, man, I love that too, and so that way everybody's talking about football all year round. Yeah, man, I mean, hey, and that's a beautiful thing. Like I said, it's like somewhat like the G League for, you know, NFL, which is a beautiful combination. So yeah, right. Hey man, I wonder how much they pay. Maybe I can become like the Tower Boy or something, man. I mean, just saying, you know, they I mean, check clear, like you said. So I'm gonna see if I can try to go to a game or two and support, because I love seeing that. So, moving on to more news, more Black families turn to homeschool. So, we already know during pandemic time, that was, knock on wood right there. During the pandemic time, more kids were at, you know, homeschool. It did get to a point where they did let some kids go back to school and some said homeschool. But, I get it. I get it, because they're taking away some things in school that we want our kids to know, and some people are feeling better. Like, yeah, well, I ain't gonna say some people, a lot of people said, nah, I want to teach my kid this because y'all are doing way too much with some other things, and we not agreeing with that. So I completely understand about
it. Yeah. Well, unless you got some badass kids, like,
oh,
mine's. Yeah, they got to go to school. They got to go. No, but well, mine is not bad per se. He was kind of slick. Thought he was slick. You know, we have his whole computer. Hey man, did you go to school? Yeah, I said you out of school early. Yeah, the teacher said that's it, kids, for the day, and that, you know, he'll go on by his business and play his game, and then later on, throughout the weeks, we got a little note like he hasn't been in school. So I'm like, what the hell? You know?
Yeah.
That's a lot of work. That is a lot of work. And I was so happy that it was time for my son to go back. He's more of a hands-on type of kind of child.
Right. I'm not surprised more Black families are doing homeschool, especially when you got states and stuff like trying to take stuff out of the history books of our Black. You know what I'm saying? And it's just so much with this educational system that's not being provided to our kids to make sure that they're getting the education that's necessary. So if you are and able to do homeschooling, I can see why people do it.
Right. Homeschooling. It's just that you got it's work. It is work.
It is work. And I do. I see what Draymond Green came up. Last thing on this, Draymond Green said, "Teach Black history shouldn't be taught just in this 1 month." And a lot of other artists said it too. You know, teach Black history year round. And there are some classes that I did take in high school that was Black history. You know, hey, but I say this, like, yeah, go ahead and, you know, don't just teach them about of course, slavery interrupted our history. Of course, and we had that happen, of course, but also teach them about the ones that, you know, the other side. Yeah, I'm sorry. Thank you. The other side, teach them about the Frederick Douglass, the Marcus Garveys, and the other ones that they really don't go into detail about. That's why I love taking my Black history class when I was in high school. So, yeah. So I do say that you do something about that as well, too. Not just there to cause an uproar, but we're also there to learn about our history, the good side, the ones, the thinkers, the ones who created stuff. So yeah. So with that, moving on and moving forward, Return to Sender We had this conversation not too long ago about returning money because, you know, we get scared sometimes. It's people holding a lot of money sometimes. So a homeless man returned returns a $10,000 check he found to a millionaire, and she changed his life in return. I love hearing stories about this, man. It's a good old story. Because what she did is that, because the story is about, let me see, can't find her name right now, but the woman he returned the $10,000 check to, she was once homeless as well.
Oh.
Yeah. And so she took him and took him under her wing and taught him her ways. And now they're getting ready, or they already have opened a building where you can place teens in or other homeless people inside a clean building and get help and build themselves up. That's what's so beautiful about this story. This is one of them feel-good stories that you see in the movies and you just a tearjerker. But I think this is really beautiful to see something like that. And it's a homeless man. So, hey.
Nice. Nice. I'm glad you clarified that, because you said he returned a $10,000 check to a millionaire. That would have been enough for me to say.
Yeah, man.
All right. You ain't going to see that $10,000 check the light of day. You a millionaire, you good. You take that loss.
How far can you get with a check, though? Because they just cancel the check.
That's true. That's true. Yeah, right.
Now, if it was $10,000 cash.
Yeah, I was thinking about cash. You ain't going to see that $10,000. They ain't going to see the light of day. I'm sorry,
run
man.
Run for us. And there was a black woman, too. I can't find their names right now because that's like a video playing. But it was a beautiful story, and I love hearing that. And to give back to somebody who is, you know, homeless, and she was once homeless. They ain't nothing but God right there, man. Yeah, so, yeah. So, and our last topic before we break into the next segment, spring break is on its way, kids.
Yay.
You celebrate spring break as an adult?
Oh, that wouldn't that be
I
beautiful?
I don't even remember.
Like after college, it's like, oh, it hit different.
Don't it? Don't.
Got work for it.
Got work. That ain't.
Spring break's supposed to be vacation time. That's vacation.
Yeah. Hey, spring break, like what? Is it 1 week or 2 weeks now?
It's 1 week.
It's 1 week? Oh, okay. All right. So,
you know, when you're a kid, you like, oh, spring break is around the corner. Hell yeah. It's like the pre-vacation before the summertime. But now as an adult, it's like, what was the purpose of spring break?
We just telling you, we giving y'all a heads up, parents, because, you know, go ahead, get your snacks ready. Get your whatever you want to get your kids to do. Prepare them for that time period. Oh, Lord Jesus, my kid, wake up, daddy, wake up, time to wake up. I'm bored, I'm hungry. Hey, go back to school. So we just like to give y'all a warning. And also, not just that warning, but the pollen. My God, sorry.
You see my eye? It was all watery.
I know my nose is all stopped up and stuff.
It's all medicine. Yeah. Allergy medicine. It's definitely that time of year.
Yeah,
I'll be all puffy and everything. So yeah, man, I avoid the grass like the plague. So when the spring break come around, everybody get excited. I'm over there like, man, look, man, don't touch me at all. If you got pollen on you, the whole car.
You know, in Texas, when spring is here. That means humidity is about to go back up.
Ooh.
So you know, me being of the big boy community, gotta have my towels ready. Because you like the number one rule.
Are you ready? And shout out to God. Thank you, God. Because that 94 blue AC, but not as hard as this 2014 that I got. So God, thank you, God.
As soon as you step outside, just
yeah. Don't invite me. You don't invite me till the sun go down, bro. Don't.
Yeah. And to all the men that ain't got no AC in the car, oh, I feel sorry for y'all. I feel sorry for y'all.
You still got leather seats? Ooh.
Oh, I feel sorry for y'all.
Ooh.
The biggest fear in Houston, no lie, I can go without AC in the car, but AC in the house, I can't.
No.
I can't.
No.
What I got to do? I got to do.
Oh boy!
I can't do it. That's a no-no.
Pay your bills on time. Oh man! All right, good people. We're about to get into the Critics Corner. Talk about some movies. Talk about some TV shows. So y'all stay locked in to the Jay Stop the Nup Show. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Critics Corner. And you already know when we start the Critics Corner, don't forget to go over to who? The VIP room, Joffy's VIP room, that is, where we do a more in-depth analysis of your TV shows and your favorite movies. We're still talking about The Last of Us. I might go ahead and get into that last season of Snowfall. I think I will. Yeah, because it's, yeah. So, yeah, Jaws VIP room, man. So, y'all stay tuned, stay locked into that. So, let's go ahead and talk about some more stuff, man. So, let's go ahead and say this, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, if Disney can piss you off, Disney's gonna piss. Disney just, you know, it controls everything. If you haven't seen an episode of The Simpsons where Disney just controls everything, I mean, I don't know what to tell you. Why are you mad that Yahara Shahidi, from Blackish, Grownish, is a new Tinkerbell? Why? Just why?
Tinkerbell's a fictional character.
There you go. This is new terminology that's going around that I hate. Because with, what is it? What's the other character before Tinkerbell that was
Little Mermaid, Ariel?
Little Mermaid. Okay, you got Little Mermaid, now you got Tinkerbell. Now this new terminology that they are currently saying is blackwash. That is very upsetting because for years, and it's still going on now, not even years, that's an understatement, decades. Let's keep it 100 here, okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Everything has been whitewashed. I mean, let's keep that a buck, all right? Mm. So it's kind of hard for you to say, well, this is being blackwashed.
Mm.
Make it make sense, man. I mean, it's a character. It's a fictional character. I don't understand the problem. Me personally, I don't get it. I don't understand the problem, the issue, but
you know, Disney's pretty good about representing all cultures in there. Especially as of late in their cartoons and movies. Yes.
Right.
You know. Yeah. Maybe somebody else going to be upset about something. But representation is important, and this is where we're at. So either they got to get with the program, or they got to move around.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, too, don't watch them.
Yeah.
Don't watch
it. It's your choice.
You don't have to watch it. It's not
for us. You don't have to
watch the old cartoon version if they want to. They want to watch
exactly.
It.
They got multiple Tinkerbells. You don't watch it.
Yeah, my little girl used to actually no. My little sister when she was younger, there was actually a Tinkerbell cartoon, and there was a black little fairy on there as well too. I mean, Nick Fury was white in the Marvel comic books in a different, you know, universe. He's black. Samuel Jackson, y'all ain't say nothing about that.
Yeah. And this is a good segue into the next topic that we're about to talk to. Michael B. Jordan played the Human Torch on the Fantastic Four. So
yeah.
No one said anything about that. And oh, and by the way, Pedro Pascal, he's great for Joel. Marshall Ali, no.
No.
In some roles that it's like, no.
Nah, some really like, no. Nah. I love Mahershala. I love Mahershala Ali.
I love Mahershala, but
Nah. Yeah, man. But moving on to other news. So Michael B. Jordan, congratulations on getting your star on the Walk of Fame as well. And I know he's getting some backlash over Well, him and Jonathan Majors getting some backlash over their pictures of them, you know, being close. That's brotherly love. Y'all ain't say nothing about that when Chadwick Boseman, RIP to the King, Wakanda Forever, and Michael B. Jordan had that one picture where he was behind him holding his brother because he was happy for him, man. He about to get a reward.
They did.
Okay, well, I mean, hey, man, it was one of them moments, man. You know, hey, man. But I'm just saying now. But you know, hey. But besides all that, there's something else. It's just why y'all picking on Michael B. Jordan? What's going on? Y'all, what was the other thing they mad about? Because he was on the red carpet.
Well, it was on the red carpet. That was a young lady. She has a podcast as well. I forgot the name, so please forgive me. Oreo. And she went to high school with Michael B. Jordan, and they made fun of his last name. Well, they made fun of his name, period, because it's Michael without the B, it's Jordan. And they're like, you ain't no Michael Jordan, blah, 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 blah. You know, kids, they gonna make fun. And then, of course, Michael B. Jordan, he's been on the grind for a very long time, so he had his headshot. That was before digital and all this social media. He had his headshot picture, and he was, you know, on the way pursuing his acting career, and it panned out well for him. Now, I'm going to mix the both of the two topics with him taking a picture with Jonathan Majors and also the picture with Chadwick Boseman, and then also with the whole him being called corny, this and that and the third.
Right.
This is not towards no other community but our own, and I'm speaking of the Black community. It is hard for us to show love and appreciation to our fellow brothers.
Yeah.
Like John, like James, I love you, man.
Yeah, love you too, bro.
Chris, I love you.
Love you, man.
Some parts in the Black community, we don't say that to us brothers more than what we should.
Yeah.
And that comes off as being gay or homosexual when you take. I saw the picture. I didn't see nothing wrong with that picture. They brothers. It's like they're brothers. They're not blood brothers, but they love each other. They develop a chemistry, a bond with each other by shooting a movie and even before shooting a movie. You know, so we got to stop that narrative because it be us that be tearing us down whenever you see that kind of camaraderie amongst brothers, you know. Right.
It was something that Jeff Johnson put out there, and it said,
as Black men, we will say we don't feel like we can be on our authentic selves because then we get attacked. So I can't show weakness because I don't want to be a mark. I can't show sadness because I'm supposed to be able to handle everything for everybody else. I can't show a level of anxiety and too much stress because then the people around me are going to get stressed out and then what they going to do. But what's crazy for us is we can't even show good stuff. There are Black men in here that know I can't be too happy because this fool going to think I'm goofy.
Yeah.
I can't show that I'm in love because then they're going to think I'm crazy and somebody going to take me. I can't be overly excited because I got to act like I've been there before. So when you're suppressing both negative feelings and positive feelings, we have actually said that to be a Black man, you got to be stoic and humanless. And then we get mad when the world treats us inhumanely. And so this is not about us changing the narrative about who Black men are. Black men who know Black men know that Black men are not that. We have to give ourselves permission to be it.
Yeah, and he's absolutely correct, man. And I learned that. I didn't just come into this. I learned that because a good friend of mine that was a guest on the show, Maven Gray, he used to tell me every time when I left his house, hey, Mike, I love you. And I look like, what? You know, and I had to understand and get mature. Like, it's a bond, you know, and we all want to be loved. All Black men want to be loved. And, you know, I just think we just got to squash that narrative of like, okay, if you show any kind of affection towards each other, then you must be that. Or if you show any kind of excitement, it's exactly what the man said in a nutshell. It's hard for us to show our emotions because they look at us in this kind of light, and this is what we're supposed to be. And then on the flip side with the young lady that called him corny and this and that in high school, you know, that happens. Unfortunately, it happened to me. I don't know about you, James. I don't know about you, Chris, but we all I know for me personally, I was labeled and looked at a certain way because I was quiet and very preserved, and I didn't get into all of the things that go on in high school or what they think a black man is supposed to be, or hard, a thug, or this and that and the third. So I didn't get all the girls. I didn't get all the attention like that, you know. And you just, a lot of it has to do with healing, you know, and just be comfortable of who you are, and just know who you are. And Michael B. Jordan went wrong with calling that out, because she called it out. She said, we all went to Chad Science together, blah, blah, blah. And he said, oh, yeah, remember, I was the corner kid. So she brought it up that they knew each other from back in the day. So if that, let me tell you what, you know, this is what you told me who I was. So he was all right to do this. It wasn't no problems with what he said. And then he did it in a very respectable way. So he didn't, you know, attack her. But those things happen. And to all the people that's going through the struggles in high school with being there, just be yourself. Just be yourself. It's only 4 years that you got to go. All those people that you with, you might not never see again. And if you be authentic and to yourself, it pays off at the end. So that's my little piece.
Yeah,
and, you know, and they also showed you another way we all combine. When they was getting interviewed by Miss Pear Waite, and she walked away.
Yeah,
it was like with that animal.
Yeah, man. But you know, I'll be honest with you, in all honesty, I love their brotherhood. Because after Chadwick Boseman passed away, you haven't really seen Michael B. Jordan be like that to anybody else. And it's good for somebody like that, for Jonathan Majors to come in like that, that's around that same age, to be cool like that. Because we all know in this world, in the Hollywood world, it's like you hear it all the time. There's not so many people that's like cool and close like that and to find that brotherhood. You know, you got, who is it? I know Matt Damon and what's his name? Ben Affleck. They like brothers. They cool. They. So I'm just saying, like you said, Mike, why in the black community we got to do like, nah, man.
And I'm going to keep it 100 with you, bro. Yeah. We can be cool with other cultures, and that's all good. Yeah. That's a very beautiful thing.
Yeah.
But us brothers, boy, we got to come together. That is like the top priority of my list. Hey, man, if y'all got different, you know, everybody ain't everybody's cup of tea, and I get all that. Right. That's not, but as men, we got to show our feelings, and we got to understand to control our emotions. And maybe that's a conversation, maybe that's a talk, or maybe that's something that we can do to squash it. And if not, then that's fine. Then we can both exist in the same space, get the work done, get the business handled, and we never have to be close to each other ever again. Because it's just too much of us that are dead or in jail. So shout out to Michael B. Jordan. Shout out to Jonathan Majors, man. And just, you know, just be yourself, man.
Right.
Just, you know.
Right. And if you don't think it's hopes out there, kids, remember, your boy was vice president of a video game club. You know how popular video games is now?
Exactly.
Get off my bed.
Exactly. Playing video games nowadays, so booyakaka.
Right. Girls and boys play video games now, so shut up. Anyways. Yeah, man. But yeah, we had to get that off our chest right there, because it's just people just doing too much, man. And we was like, we got to address that. So in other news, shout out to Adam Sandler. Y'all know who Adam Sandler is, you know? Great guy. Haven't met him, but it seemed like a really all-around nice fella. He will be receiving the King of Comedy Award. Well-deserved for, you know, back then, his comedies. And, you know, he still is the funny guy now. Comic relief even in some serious movies like Uncut Gems. There are some moments where I'm like, oh, yeah, that's pretty funny. But he's being serious.
Andy Wexler was great.
Great. Adam Sandler is great. I applaud him for that. Yeah, hands down. Give that man his King of Comedy Award. And Kevin Hart has a movie coming out called Die Hard 2. I'm trying to remember. No Shade. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I got you. I actually seen it. So, you know, when what was that channel that came out? The platform died. It was like those little 10 to 15 minute.
So that's okay.
He had a series on there called Die Hard with him and John Travolta, which was funny. It was pretty good. And yep. So what Roku did with a lot of those series that was on there, they took them, when the platform went down, they took them over. So now this is why it was Die Hard. I don't know if it's the series or they made it with just one big film. But I think that's what I was trying to figure. Yeah. I believe it's the series that they're bringing back for the season two.
Yeah.
I say the premise of it was in the first one was he was an actor. He was playing himself, but he was trying to learn how to be like a top-notch action hero. And John Travolta was the character that was training him, and it turned into like a real life situation. I don't know, but it was funny. It was really good. So
yeah, and see, and thank you for that. Now you remind me. Now it's starting to come back to me because I was trying to remember. That's why I said no shade. When was Die Hard 1? And now you tell me about that. I remember this when him and John Travolta, which is good. So yeah, I'm gonna check it out. I'm looking forward to it. Of course, it's on Roku. Get your Roku and everything on. And there is another movie called The Blackening, a comedy horror movie. I don't know if you've seen the trailer, if you've seen the trailer, you've seen the trailer. You'd be like, what is going on here? And it's a bunch of black people trapped in a cabin. There's a killer on the loose. And yeah, I'm going to look at it because it just looks like some nonsense, man. I'm going to check it out.
Netflix also has a comedy movie with Anthony Mackie, a horror comedy called We Have a Ghost.
Yes. About
a family, they go viral after they moved into a new house that's haunted, and a ghost is caught on camera. So that's funny.
But David Harper is in it, I believe.
He
plays the ghost. That's going to be really good. So as we see, I like what we did right there. See, that's how you know the chemistry is on point. We talked about a ghost. Now about to go to Scream 6, Ghostface. Y'all get where I'm going with that? Ghostface.
Yeah.
Scream 6 hits theaters this week, man. I got to go see it, man. I got to catch up on some movies. So, yeah, Scream 6. I'm looking forward to that. And I'm already hearing great reviews about it as well, too. So, ooh.
I don't know nothing about the Scream 6. I seen the trailer, but Miss Ortega is on there, so that's all I gotta say.
Yeah, Jennifer Ortega. She was on the last one, man.
Yeah, I know she was.
Yeah, you didn't get a chance to see it?
I seen it. Yes, I have seen it.
I ain't just gonna say spoilers, but she's on this one, of course. But in that last one, I'm like, how did you survive? Because She got the work. in the opening scene, the fifth one, I was like, oh my God. Spoilers. But yeah, she's alive and well in this, and she's in the sixth installment. So yeah, Wednesday herself, Jenna Ortega. Proud of her, doing some great work. And moving on, Comic Palooza. I don't know if that's how they do a commercial, but I felt that in my spirit. Comic Palooza tickets are on sale right now. And hopefully, crossing our fingers that the stars that have been lined up already, the boys, I think they missed the last one because of some issues. I think because of scheduling issues, they couldn't be there, so they had to reschedule. And so Anthony Starr, a few other characters from the TV show The Boys, will be there this year. Cross our fingers, knock on wood, all that, because that's a great show and we just want to see it. So yeah, Comic Palooza, get your tickets, man. I'm gonna be there. I'm gonna try my best to be there. We're gonna try our best to be there. Yeah. Y'all gonna be there? Oh,
I mean, yeah, speaking to you,
we're gonna be there
working.
Yeah, we're gonna be working.
Yeah, sweet. Yeah, I like the way y'all think, gentlemen. Speaking something into existence, then he kept it to himself. Chris, you called it.
On this show.
Wake up, Mr. West. That boy came out and said, look, aha. Aha. One tweet got out of my deal. And he's just doing his thing.
He got out of all the bad contracts, got his money. Be good. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. Hindsight is 2020, but I don't know. I don't know. He could just be saying something, but it don't look that way. So all those companies, they lost a lot. They lost millions, if not billions, when they cut his contract. you know, so.
Yeah. So, got to do the right thing. And, you know, it's a good move because, once again, what if Jordan never got with Nike?
Mm-hmm.
What would Nike be? So, it just shows you the worth of us. We got to, boy, we got to shift the power. You know, we just got to understand our worth. So, there you go.
And I agree on that. And last but not least, we got to address this because I didn't know that this was a thing. Robert Downey Jr.
It's affecting my craw. I Skip Bayless say it gets in my craw.
Oh, man. So we know about the 2008 film Tropic Thunder, right? I was actually working at the movie theaters. That was my last year working at the movie theaters before I left. That movie came out, Tropic Thunder. Great movie. I thought it was hilarious. Even then, I thought it was hilarious. And it's still hilarious to me now.
Even now, bro.
If you have to understand comedy to understand what was going on and why. So for all you out there who
don't know.
Yeah. He played as a character known as Kirk Lazarus. Kirk Lazarus, they're a movie filming a movie. Robert Downey Jr.'s character is playing as a character known as Kirk Lazarus. Kirk Lazarus is known to take his roles to the extreme. And so his character said, I'm going to do this to my skin. He darkened the skin, put on a wig, and played a African male sergeant in the film.
He not just put on the wig. He darkened his skin, put on a wig, and then he also did something to his lips. Now, I know as right now, this whole, wait a minute, because I'm about to get in my bag. I know all of this whole woke culture, everybody woke, everybody want to find something to be upset, and it's cancel culture. Now, Ben Stiller produced, and I think he directed, he had a big hand in the movie. They've been at Ben Stiller. Ben Stiller said, I am not apologizing whatsoever. And I remember Jamie Foxx had told a story about Tropic Thunder. And he came up to Robert Downey Jr. Robert Downey Jr. was like, he took a big gasp. He was like, well, let's see. you know how Robert, how his personality did. And he went along and did it. Now, mind you, I'm a black man. We all black men in here. I don't know, Chris, if you ever seen Tropic Thunder before.
Yeah.
But you did. Did we all feel offended? Did you feel offended?
I didn't. Be honest with you, I laughed,
and I'm still laughing.
Yeah. Because I get it. I get it, the joke. There are some people out there.
You just ran through the jungle with some chicken or some watermelon, you know?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
You know, comedy has been attacked in recent years because, you know, one, you know, it's so subjective and then, you know, how people react to it so differently. Just like segue. Just like your boy Chris Rock, while we talk about a Rocky situation. He commented finally on Will Smith.
Mm-hmm.
He said that the movie Emancipation, the only reason he watched it was to see Will Smith get beat.
Oh man.
Now you know what was funny about that? In Boondocks, the cartoon, there was a scene where they were doing they were slaves and they were talking about this one slave that was the uppity one or whatever, and he told the white man, he said, yeah, master, if you hit him, it's like he beating all of us because he stamped him. And so he's like, whoosh. And so, I mean, it was funny. It was kind of one of those situations. Hey, man. So, you know, comedy is different. You have to have a different type of mindset and different type of humor, different type of taste for comedy. And it is what it is. Now, there are some comedians that do take things a little bit too far, and it can be tasteless to where I got to leave out the room. But there are some things where I'm like,
That's pretty funny.
That's pretty funny and kind of genius.
That's funny because I remember that scene where he goes, I'm going to go home. I'm gonna eat some pig feet. Almost.
Eat some crawfish off the patio, y'all.
Crawfish off the patio.
And what's so genius about it is that you have Brandon T. Jackson, who's actually a black man, correcting you the whole time. And like, that's all we like to talk. So that's like what I talk to. And then at the very end, when, because he slapped Brandon T. Jackson and gave him a hug or whatever. But when it got close to the end of the film, and Brandon and Robert Downey Jr. said, "Hey, look, man, if I offend you in any kind of way, I'm sorry." That's pretty much his way of saying to the audience or the people, "I'm sorry."
But the cold part is that he didn't even have to do. Only Robert Downey Jr. could pull that off. I'm sorry, I don't think nobody else could have pulled because he would have been very defensive. But that man pulled it off. And he's okay in my book. So people just go find something else to be mad at.
Please,
Richard Pryor in this day and age of comedy would not survive. They would have been counseling him.
All Bernie Mac.
People, you know, it's different times. So you know, you can't. You know, different times. Cultures change. We've gotten a lot more aware,
right? About a lot
of stuff. So that's right. You know, but. Some things we just can't go back. It's like you can't go change the past, right? But we steady trying to go back and correct the past by condemning them in the present, if that makes sense.
Yeah, exactly. Like, what is Robert Downey Jr. supposed to do? I'm sorry. You know how old that movie is? You know how old it did that? You know? And I don't see nobody knocking on Samuel Jackson's door because, boy, when he played the slave. Slave man, what was he? He was the house nigga. In that was terrible.
Same thing with you people doing stuff about Kevin Hart. We had homophobic jokes. That was a different time, different era.
Right.
I guess at the same time, I think in the wave of the, stop me if I'm going too far. In the wave of like the Me Too movement and everything, where a lot of old crimes are now getting punished. And people are starting to come forth about that. I think that just kind of the mentality. Okay, we need to correct this wrong. Trickled over to certain spaces, and now people try to go back and somewhat correct what was done. Mm-hmm. You know, or condemn what was done, and see. But it's two different lanes. Like one was actual crime, harm was brought to a person, and this was something completely different.
Right.
Like racism and all that stuff. You can't go back and. Those are crimes that was done that was harming people. You know what I'm saying? So that, you know, we're like trying to, you know, you see what I'm saying? It's like two different.
I get exactly what you're
saying. Two different battles. Yeah.
With the Harvey Weinstein and R. Kelly and Bill Cosby and all those guys.
Mm.
Yes, and the list goes on. So exactly, but that Tropic Thunder, Django, and all it more that was pure comedy. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know that button come up here.
What about Soul Plane?
Oh, don't it? You know what's so funny? Here's the deal. There is an actual Soul Plane. It's Spirit.
Huh.
Ta-da! Like, ta-da! Like, I mean, there you go.
Leave people alone. He gave us Iron Man.
Exactly. You know that boy didn't come up here for that fall. He came up here for that gal. Remember?
That gal out there.
What you got that on that horse for, man?
What's that nigga doing that neck? What's that nigga doing like that?
Oh, the Django.
Oh, man.
I'm going to watch Django today.
This ain't Candyland. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is not Candyland. This is just Acting Up Show, and we have a guest coming up next in the Spotlight interview. Dexter Walker will be joining us, so y'all don't want to miss it. Stay locked in. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a special guest in the building, actor. Man, this boy, this is my dog right here, man. This boy, a hard worker, man. Dexter Walker, ladies and gentlemen. Father, brother.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Man, thank you for joining us, man. Thank you for joining us.
Definitely.
Yeah, man. Dex is, like I said, Dex is a very, very hard worker, man. I think we'll get into the questions, but the first time I met Dex, I believe, was on the Choices. I think that's when the first time I met you.
Yeah, with the card.
Yeah, with the card, man. And it was something powerful about how we all, every other people that we had come on here before that was on Choices, but it was dope, like how we walked down that street.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was dope how we walked down that street in all black. And I was like, yeah, man, this hit hard. And I was like, yeah,
definitely connected on now, all type of levels.
Yeah, man. Ever since then, I like, yeah, that's my dog, man. I can't do nothing but applaud his brother every time he achieves something, man. So,
let's get into it, man. Tell us how you got started in acting, man. Like, what was your journey like?
Well, okay, so pretty much I started, like, creating my own content on Instagram. You know, my fan base just started, you know, accumulating. And once it started accumulating, man, you know, people start reaching out. And then I got to networking and collabing with a lot of people in Houston. So it just went up from there.
Nice, nice, nice. So you played many roles, Bix.
Yeah.
But tell us, who was the first actor you tried to impersonate, or who inspired you in acting?
Yeah, I'm not going to – it's a lot of them, James. I'm not going to even lie to you. It's a lot of them. But
yeah,
I will say – Will Smith, for sure. Will Smith, okay, for sure. And then the next person will be Robert De Niro.
Okay.
Yeah, okay, man. Them two actors right there, man. Hey, that's why I do my homework at.
Yeah. Can you do impersonation, though?
Impersonating? Oh, you're going to put me on the spot.
Don't embarrass yourself, next. Don't.
I should have been ready for that. Hold on. I can't impersonate Robert De Niro just yet. But Will Smith, just a little. Hold on. I got one for y'all. I got Terrence Howard. Man, say, man, you come in my company trying to take over, and we are a public traded company at the Empire. See, you and your mama, y'all got to get y'all shit together, man. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Man, that's all y'all going to get.
Hey, man.
That's all y'all going to get.
Say, man.
I just woke up. I got to warm up. You know what I'm saying? I got to drink my tea. Come on, nah.
Hey, man. Yeah, man. Hey, man. Shout out to Terrence Howard, though, man. I know he said he about to hang it up. And with the acting and everything. Oh, yeah. Very good actor.
Do you care about getting typecast? Or are you just focused on the grind?
I do. I do care about it because, you know what I'm saying, I can show people that I have more range. Yeah, I don't want to be typecast because I know I can push myself a lot more, you know?
Right.
So when you say the grind, of course, you know, everybody got bills to pay and take care of this and that. But right, I'm still going to, you know, put that work in. But I'm not going to just say yes to everything. You know what I mean?
Right. Right.
But yeah, so I definitely don't want to be typecast.
Because when I first saw you in person, it's like big. You got the tattoos. And I'm big. I don't have as many tattoos. So when they see us, they like, yeah, we're going to put you in the back. Y'all gonna be the muscle, mm-hmm, or you gonna be the thug, or you gonna be somebody they call to come beat up. And I'm with you because I'm like, I can do more than just that, bro. Like,
hey, I appreciate it.
That's got range, man. Yeah.
And then, you know what I'm saying? It's a lot that I have to, don't get me wrong, it's a lot I have to work on, mm-hmm, but hey, I'm willing to, you know, push you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not finna be in a box. Oh, you want me to play this gangster? You know, I can play a professor. You know what I'm saying? I can play You know what I'm saying? I can play a therapist. You know what I mean? Like, come on now.
Right.
Let me ask you, like, what is your process when you get a new character or a new role to play? What is your process when, learning that character and really bringing that character to life on screen?
My process is basically, like, prepping in the mirror every day. Like before that role, I prep every morning, prep every night. You know what I'm saying? It's me versus me. So, like, I'm literally finding time to tune a lot of people out, tune a lot of stuff that I do or habits, and put it to the side and just, you know, to myself. So, and I just, you know, I don't really go deep into the character, like blanking them out, but my process is like tuning a lot of stuff out and just getting into it, you know?
Love it, bro. So ask me this question. If Dexter isn't acting, what do you do or what do you love to do for fun?
Repeat that again.
Like if you're not acting, if you're not on set, what do you love doing to have fun? What do you love to
do? Man, I don't know if you know. I know you follow me. I'm a family guy, so if I'm not acting, I'm always with family. You know, I'm eating Sunday dinner, chilling with the nephews and nieces and everything. So it's pretty much a family thing with me.
Oh man, I love that about you too, man. That's good. Your family is important. That's where you come from. That's where the home cooking meal. Who in your family got? Well, nah, I ain't gonna start there because your family gonna be all here.
You can't finish now.
Who got the best mac and cheese? Or who got the best? Nah, I ain't gonna do that.
I ain't afraid to put people on the spot now. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna call it how it is.
So, what's your favorite go-to Sunday meal then, or when you chilling with the family? What's your favorite meal?
I ain't gonna lie, when my grandma do the meatloaf and the mashed potatoes and the. Ooh. Mixed vegetables. Oh man.
Get the soul.
I ain't breakfast yet, man. You got me over here hungry now.
Man, look, it used to be oxtail, but oxtail too high right now. We can't get them.
Man, shout out to the grandmas that's still out there in that kitchen, man. Cause we had this conversation in Thanksgiving. It's like that old school cooking like that is over. My grandma used to cook Thanksgiving on Thursday. She'd be cooking, getting ready on Tuesday. It'd be Tuesday.
Yeah.
She won't stop until Thursday, and then she won't eat until everybody else is done eating. Then she
That's just like my grandma that passed away. May she rest in peace, man. It's like, once she passed away, all the food, the good holidays, all that stuff just went away, man. Like, not the same.
We got to keep it going somehow.
Mm-hmm.
You step behind the camera to help to do with PA work and other things. Will you be writing your own film?
I can't say that just right now, but further down the line, who knows? You know what I'm saying? It might happen. I don't know. But I don't mind working behind the camera because, you know what I'm saying, I need to know both sides of the cameras because you don't know both sides of the cameras, you're not going to know your shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's important. It's important to know what's going on behind it and in order for you to deliver in the front. You know what I mean?
Yeah. When I was on set with Masquerade, everybody was working. That was like a well-oiled machine. Everybody was on it.
Hey, man, that set there, man, was like, so when you see the finished product, oh my god!
I seen the trailer, bro. The trailer. I was, god damn, that was nice.
It's dope.
That was tough.
Mm-hmm.
So now, who inspires you, like, currently in acting? Like who you gain your inspiration from?
You saying as far as like. In television or in period?
In period.
I don't know, man. I think I inspired myself, man. I'm going to just be honest with you. I just let go. You know what I'm saying? I pray to God I just, you know, get better at what I do. You know what I'm saying? That keep me going. It motivates me. So I inspire myself, man. So.
Love that, man. So let's talk real quick. So, now, you was recently on Walker, and congratulations on that.
Appreciate that.
And I know you was on a Lifetime A&E documentary as well. And I'm going to go ahead and throw this out to Bass Reeves. So, man, so, I mean, the list goes on and on, bro. But which film or TV series, independent or well-known, has been the most challenging or the most fun to you?
I'm gonna say La Familia.
La Familia.
La Familia. La Familia was a challenge for me because, you know, Candy 2 was my first breakout movie or whatever.
Yeah, man.
But La Familia was like my second. You know, I had to carry that movie on my back. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I was like, man, I'm up here performing monologues and stuff. I got to get it done. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So that movie right there pushed me to just, like, keep going. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I was like, damn, I did good, man. You know, it's a lot I can work on, but I'm proud of myself.
That's good.
Yeah. Tell us that. Let's take a time on that right there. When you said you put it on your back.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a different feeling when, you know, you're the leader, right?
Yeah.
So tell us about that experience right there, man. Like, go a little bit more into detail, elaborate on that. Because, you know, like, you know how we all, you know, we come in, we do this side character real quick. We off to the next one. But it's different now. It was really different now. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, so pretty much what I'm saying, like, carrying it on my back is like, I'm on set every day for the role. So now I got to lock in with myself. I got to just really pull everything out of me to bring that character to life.
Yeah.
And, man, it's like when you're working with different artists, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? They want to be able to feel that same energy. So I'm like, hey, they depending on me. So I'm going to give them what I want to give them. You know, I'm going to deliver to them. So that way they can deliver to me. You know what I mean? So that's pretty much what I mean by carrying it on my back. So it's tough, but
yeah,
you gotta push through with it.
Yeah, most definitely.
Well, as far as you know, we're in Houston, Texas. The acting scene out here. What are your thoughts about the direction of just Houston film in general?
Okay, man, I will say, you got a lot of hustlers out here, a lot of people doing their thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I salute that. But what I don't like, I'm going to be real, I'm going to just keep it 100. I don't like when everybody in the competition, you know what I'm saying? Like, we all here for the same thing, man. Like, why we just can't come together and make this shit happen?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's a big-ass city. Like, why we can't just make this shit happen, you know?
Yeah.
Like, taking the next person ain't going to get you nowhere.
No.
Right.
That's straight up. But overall, man, the grind is real. Everybody doing it. I'm proud of everybody.
Yeah. I think we touched on that a little bit, too. Me and you all said, we was like, because we worked with, like, a lot of people.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
we see where everybody's strengths, you know, weaknesses or whatever, no shade towards nobody. But like you were saying, if we all can just, like, we can really make some, like, we can really make some noise.
Everybody.
Yeah, absolutely.
I didn't realize there was so much talent out here. That's crazy.
Bro, it's ridiculous. Like, man, me, Mike, and Chris can attest to it. Like, like the stunt crew that me and Mike used to work with, I met you a little bit after. I went to the stunt crew, and I told you about it. And they're just now really starting to work with, you know, others.
Right.
And they're like, James, you know them? I said, yeah, that's what I met them with stunt crew. They said, that's where you learned that stuff from?
Yeah.
And these people been around the world, they know what they're doing. And I just love that they starting to mix in and starting to help all of us get to that next level. So yeah, I agree with you on that, Dex.
And then also too, when I started off, I was like, man, I don't know anybody that's shooting movies or doing any kind of projects like that in Houston. And then when I went to the mixer, that's when we met me and Chris, we met James, and it's just then this person, then that person, then this person, then that person, and it's just like they've been doing this for years. And bro, it's in every corner you can find someone either writing or acting or directing.
But
you know, it's a hustle town city, but it's like you got one person over here, another person over there, another person. It's like it's no collaboration, there's no camaraderie amongst the city.
Mm.
You look at other cities. That they come together in
Detroit,
Atlanta. Yeah. It, the list just goes on. So, yeah, absolutely, bro. I'm with you. If you could give back to your community, what would you do?
Community for film or in general?
Just in general.
And I'm that's, you know, pretty much like give back in a way. I would feed them good advice, man, you know, just to keep going and don't let the naysayer just put you out, you know what I'm saying? Like tell you you can't do this or that, you know what I mean? Like right. Just keep going. It's pretty much all I tell them.
Yeah.
That's all they need is that one person to, you know, tell them to keep going and motivate them.
I mean, when it's all said and done, right? And you act, you're at the end of your acting career, what do you have hope to accomplish by then?
Everything. Man, I'm willing to go, you know, the sky is the limit, so I'm gonna just keep going. That's, I'm gonna leave it there.
I can see Dex winning some awards, man. I can see that winning some awards, bro. That then man, some other TV shows, because like you, the way you moving right now, man, are you still taking in for your GoFundMe, right? You still taking that in? Okay. And I love what you're doing, and that's why I applaud you. You grabbing the bull by the horn and you full steam ahead. And I was like, man, we can't do nothing but applaud Dex and, you know, contribute it the best we can and, you know, give you, you know, blessings and everything, bro.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, man. Yeah. So, and you hitting, like, you really hitting your stride, bro. So, I mean, what's that one show that you say, I gotta get on? I gotta get on. Power.
Anything dealing with the Power Universe.
I can see that.
It's a lot of them, but it's a lot of people dying off. I'm like, oh man. I'm not even being funny. Like,
yeah,
most of the great actors are just like dying off, man. It's like, damn, yeah. You know what I'm saying? I want to work with them, but hey, you know what that means, though, huh?
Next man up, man.
time for the new generation to swarm on in.
Yeah.
We had what's his name? E3. Edward. Edward Williams on there. Edward Williams III. And he was like that when he was in the room and they go on rehearsals and everything. Yeah. He said he'd be looking at the paper and he'd look around at the whole room. And he'd look at everybody's face spread, so he like, oh yeah, you about to die. like he go over there and mess with him. He like, hey man, what happened to your character, bro? like <Yeah. laughs> We cold, man. So man. Last thing. What'd you say, Dick?
I say definitely Power.
Oh yeah, man. I can see that happening for you. So last thing, man. So you talked about giving advice for coming up, but who is it on your Mount Rushmore that you would love to work with? As far as actors.
Can I get more than one? Or
go ahead. To... Let's say,
I ain't gonna lie. First, it was Terrence Howard, but you know, he said he retired, so I don't know. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But definitely Leonardo DiCaprio.
Ooh.
Idris Elba.
Okay.
Jonathan Major. Shout out to that man.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. There's a few more. Michael B. Jordan.
Okay.
One more. You know how you got a lot of people in your head, you just can't
get them off? Somebody spot you on, you like, yeah, I forgot.
Morris Chestnut. I'm sorry.
Yeah. He got longevity as well, too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a solid. I like that list. Nice list.
Yeah.
Nice list, man.
Go ahead and tell everybody where they can follow you, where they can see you coming up in next.
All right, so I have a Twitter, but I don't really be on Twitter like that. But you can follow me on Instagram at first and last name Dexter Walker _. And yeah, I'm on Facebook as well, too. So first and last name Dexter Walker.
Yeah. All right. Appreciate it, bro. Any any advice you want to give up to the up and coming actors before you we get you out of here?
Oh yeah. Shit, I'm still an up and coming actor. What you mean?
Hey man, we all up and coming. We still learning, man.
Man, just keep going. Like, don't stop. Don't give up. Study, study, study. Perfect your craft. Lock in with yourself. That's my main goal. Lock in with yourself. You know what I mean? And just tune into that character.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
And don't let nobody lowball you.
Come on now. Don't reach.
This is a little story, not too long. When I first met Dexter, I was the first extra, right? I was on set, and I think Dexter, a couple of more people was there, and they said, "Yeah, just go into that classroom over there that's open." I go in the classroom. They said, "Okay, what you here for?" I said, "I'm here to be a student." Dexter looked at me and he was like, "Damn, boy, you really more here for an administrator." You look like you could be the administrator. That's my that top. And I had my, you know what I'm saying? And I was like, you know what? Maybe I need to cut this shit down. Because my wife be saying, she'd say, "You look older when you have your hat like that." So I was like, yeah, I'll go ahead and cut this shit down. What'd you say, bro?
In that high school with all them damn kids, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Oh, being a gray hat.
All that gray hat. He said, "Man, that's my ain't no student. That's more like administrator."
Oh my god, that, you know, man, Masquerade, man, was so much fun. I'm still, it's some characters, boy.
And shout out to Justin Williams, man. Yeah. The whole cast and crew, they killed it, man, for real.
Yeah, man. We're going to see if we can try to get y'all on again, too, Masquerade, when it comes out, ahead of Justice. But, yeah, man, that's it right there, ladies and gentlemen. Dexter Walker, man, appreciate it, bro. Thank you. Keep doing you. Many blessings.
Thank you, man.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Maine. I'm sorry, y'all. Don't mind me. Welcome to the Acting the Fool, ladies and gentlemen. And as Chris gets ready, as he, what's going on over there, Chris? What's the?
There's an old school quote that someone used to say. You just gotta bust the move.
Oh, you breaking today? You want it? You got it. Hey.
Let me get myself mentally prepared for this.
What's the word today, Chris?
We headed to Georgia. Georgia, we've been talking about a lot of chicken lately, so might as well in that same space. We're going to talk about this woman who drove her SUV right into a Popeyes, right? She drove into the Popeyes after the manager said she became angry over missing out on an order of biscuits. The manager said that prior to the crash, restaurant staff gave 50-year-old Belinda Miller biscuits to rectify the error. But she was still not happy and would drive her vehicle into the building. That was the threat, right? So according to the accident report, the witness who allegedly waited in line with Miller told them to hurry up and get her order because she was coming back. And sure enough, she did return. According to the incident report, she allegedly drove her SUV into the chicken restaurant, narrowly missing the 18-year-old employee. The vehicle crashed through part of the wall along with the doors of the building. Miller also then continued to force her vehicle another 4 feet inside the building until debris made it impossible to go further. And, of course, the warrants were filed. Officers arrested Miller, and she booked into the Charles B. Webster Detention Center 4 days after the alleged incident. And she's facing charges of aggravated assault and first-degree criminal damage to property. Because they didn't give her biscuits when she wanted her biscuits.
Hey, man, shout out to them Popeyes biscuits. I'm not even going to lie to you. Those biscuits are fire. And I would say I don't blame her. But yeah, when they fresh.
Yeah, when they dry.
You get in the microwave when they dry, oh, no.
No, shout out to the person in line. No, hurry up with my food. He make sure he got his food, or he can get a bite of that. So, you know, I'm just saying, we're going to get our chicken.
Boy. It always got to be about chicken.
Yeah. You know, I even heard, you know, so It's always discriminatory some places, right? You know, a piece of bacon and a biscuit walked into a bar, and the bartender says, "Sorry, but we don't serve breakfast here." And I was like, "Why? Get it? Get it? We don't discriminatory. No. One over your head. You'll catch it on your way home,
man. I'll take it."
we all watch Marvel, so do you all know what the most powerful biscuits in the universe are?
What?
No.
The Infinity Scones. Come on now, that's good. That's no. No.
No, I wouldn't.
Okay. Well, you know, we was talking about oxtails earlier with Dexter. And, you know, I like oxtails. I was feeling real Jamaican-ish. So I started listening to my Jamaican music, you know, got into some Bob Marley. Did y'all know how Bob Marley liked his biscuits?
I'm afraid to ask, but no, I don't.
With jam in that. Bah, bah, bah. With jam in it? No.
That sounds pretty delicious, though. I'll tell you that right now. You making me hungry.
All that sounds good, but not funny.
I thought it was funny.
It's not.
I think America thinks it's funny. I think you guys are the only ones. Where's Tashay? Tashay was my...
Tashay was your supporter. Tashay is not here, okay? So
we need to come back. Come back next week.
Hard on this truth. Those were terrible, Chris. Just straight terrible. Terrible, as I
sip
on my teeth.
I am hungry though. I ain't was a while. That sound.
I ain't gonna lie. I am hungry. I haven't.
It does sound finger licking good.
You know, why don't you just be a sponsor for Popeyes? Because that's exactly what I'm gonna get. I'm gonna get some biscuits before I go to the shoot.
I want to get some now too. Now.
I know, right? Exactly.
God dog it.
Now some biscuits.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're about to talk about some things in the bounce next, so don't go nowhere. Just Acting Up Show. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Bounce Act, where we pay our respects to others and give flowers out, or we inform you about some black-owned business. And, you know, it was our fault. We forgot some black-owned business. A lot of black-owned business out there. You got to give them some credit. So we're going to still bring you some news. So, Chris, who are we highlighting today for black-owned business?
All right, we're going to highlight Colorless Creations with a K. K-O-L-O-R-L-E-S-S, Creations with a K. They're called the Balloon Baddies. You know, they specialize in balloon garlands, focal points, baby showers, weddings, kids' birthday parties, catering, and everything party. I mean, if you want these people to come out and just have your party looking nice and right and get it together, I'm telling you, Colorless Creations. They're actually going to do a party for me later this year. So definitely hit them up. The IG and Facebook is the same name. You can find them, Colorless Creations.
I like that. Like that, Colorist Creations. I like that right there. Yes, yeah. Black support your black owned businesses each and every day, man. I love it. And last but not least, tragic news has hit the acting airways. Veteran actor Tom Sizemore has passed away at the age of 61. It's sad and unfortunate how he left us, but he left a lasting impression on a lot of people that he worked with. What's funny about this is that, well, not funny about it, of course, let me clean that up. It's a small world, because some of the people that myself and Mike has worked with, stunt crew, he actually did work with them on some films and passed on some knowledge. And he became a very great friend to these people, some people. So yeah, Tom will be missed. If you don't know who Tom Sizemore is, come on now, Tom Sizemore, Heat, along with Robert De Niro and Al Pacino, Saving Private Ryan, along with, we said the actor's name earlier, Tom Hanks. Tom Sizemore was that guy, man. So Reservoir, come on now.
Yeah, he was.
There's another one.
And for all you video game pioneers and video game heads, you will know that he was on Driver. I don't know if anybody remember Driver.
I remember Driver.
He was on Driver.
You're so right. Yeah, man. So, you know, family had to make one of those decisions. And it was time, you know, it was just that time. So Rest in power, Tom Sizemore. You did your job well, sir. Now it's time for you to rest. So thank you for what you have done. Clapping, man. Another great show in the books, man. Just acting up show, man. We killing it, man. We killing it. Yeah. Guest, talk, conversation. What?
We are those guys. And yes. Gals. Not here, but gals. We are those guys.
Yeah, and gals. Gotta give a shout out to them. Gotta give a shout out. Yeah, so that's going to do it for us today. We appreciate y'all for everything that y'all do. Keep liking, sharing, and subscribing. Keep subscribing, liking, and sharing.
Share with a can. Share with a person down the street and the grocery store you meet. Just share.
Yes.
Sharing is always caring.
Yes, indeed, man. So before we get up on out of here, because my stomach is talking to me. Oh, Popeyes. Right down the street. Get that hot sauce. Oh, my. I'm sorry. Don't mind me. I haven't had
bread. Uber me some biscuits. Thank you, Chris.
Oh, man. You got any positive words today, Chris, before we get up out of here?
Yeah. It says, don't be upset by the results you didn't get with the work you didn't do. You can't expect to succeed if you only put in work on the days you feel like it. Take that with you.
I like that. Mm-hmm. And don't let the doorknob hit you with a good Lord spit you. Get out! I'm hungry. I'm sorry. Don't mind me, y'all. Love that chicken from Popeyes. Yeah.
Popeyes sponsorship. We didn't drop their names.
Man, we didn't drop. We didn't. I was just going to say that. Popeyes need to go ahead on and cut us a check because all this promo that they've been getting.
Yeah. Who we free advertisement. Doggone it. I'm hungry.
I didn't get off on these, man.
Let me see how much it costs to bring some biscuits over here at this house.
All right, y'all.
All right, peace.